praise publicly, criticize privately.
I don't believe in change because character isn't constant.
Bro,
knowledge is power.
I am happy with who I am.
God is never late.
Criticize privately.
Don't judge. Just look the other way.
I don't want people to decide what winning means for me.
I'm kind of good one who believes that. And government for it.
Knowledge
is power.
Wait for God to bless you.
Welcome back, good people. It's your boy.
It's your boys now. The boy is back.
The boy is back. For those who are listening, who can't see, guess who's back? Official.
Bay of 2000. Back in the streets, man.
Okay, shout out. Shout out. Good to see you. Yeah. Good to be with you, my guy.
How's it been, man?
Good. Good.
I'm back from Marsh West, the heat day.
Yeah, tell us about Chinoy. How's it been?
Man, Chinoy is hot. Chinoy is so hot. And school too. Hate to be
Chinoy
that.
Chinoy in school is hot.
Chinoy is everything in Marsh West is hot. Bro.
Tell us.
And you know what? For the first time, I hate being this kind of a student, but school was hard, man.
Damn.
It was so hard.
But that's college for you.
Right? But it put me in some focused position because, you know, everyone is that college idea that we're in college. 3 out of 7 days we're going to be partying. 3 out of 7 days we're doing
but
this.
But isn't it literally what you'll be doing?
I changed my life, man. Don't make me expose myself.
Come on, you're drinking booze on a Tuesday morning. What do you mean you changed your life?
The semester is finished.
Anyway, thank you guys. We're back. We're at Les Vigo. Begale Begale. Shout out Les Vigo. I got a new phrase. Begale Begale.
Begale Begale. Oh, I feel
it means week after week.
Oh,
we're back.
Shout out.
Representing. Shout out. But anyway, have you eaten here before?
No, this is my first time here.
Okay. Oh, but then it's a cool joint.
Remember what like I was telling you? I never thought I would be able to be sitting in such a place one day, but then thank God for conversations.
I said the same thing last week.
Thank God for conversations.
What did we even say? It's conversations. Welcome back to Conversations, people. Yes, it's your boy Teflon Don and Official Fresh Chips.
Thank you, man.
But anyway, it's Christmas week, my guy. What's up? What are you doing this Christmas?
My plans are being held by my parents like this, man. I heard my grandmother talking about we're just going to chill at home. But then my main focus, bro, is I have to eat on that day more than I have eaten on any day this
year.
That's
for Christmas, like that.
Exactly. I don't care about anything else. Just the food and vibes, man, and family. You know what it is.
I know. But don't get ill till 26 because we might be doing something on the 26th.
No, I'll be great. I'll be great, man. Definitely.
Yeah, I think
what's up for your Christmas, bro?
I think it's going to be the same,
right,
but kind of different because my parents are planning off going to my sister's in like Marondera.
Are you going?
No, I'm not. So I know, you know, I'm always with these guys all year round and everything. And you see, now I've got like friends who are coming back to Gweru.
All right.
I would really love to chill with my friends over Christmas and just, you know.
You know what, we'll see on the day. We'll probably be together on the 25th.
Exactly.
You know?
We'll see. But then if I have no plans, I have to make sure I turn up on Christmas Eve and sleep the rest of the Saturday. Or just, sure. Oh, it's Saturday, I have to go. I might go to church, come back and then rest. Just have a proper Christmas.
Make sure you turn up between Friday and Saturday. You know, on Sunday I'll be at church.
Sunday. Okay. Boxing day.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about restaurants and everything, would you split the bill on the first date?
No.
Who would you want to pay or type of thing?
All right. I would pay the bill on the first date.
Okay.
Because it's that level between you and the person. I am the one who is trying to prove that I'm showing interest.
Oh, okay.
But so, moving on to the second, third, fourth, guys.
Split.
For me to feel you, one of these days you have to be like, hey man, let's go out, it's on me, hey man, let me buy you this.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of my question, like, who's supposed to pay for the bill?
Between the guy and the girl.
Yeah, whether it's guy and the girl, it's a guy and the guy, who's supposed to pay for the bill?
I think it depends.
Because I have this philosophy, a good thing, the person who initiates the date
is the one who's supposed to pay.
Unless we agree, could you know, my guy, let's go out, we'll just split type of thing.
Yes, I think that's what should happen. If I say, Chanza, today we're going to Les Vigo, bro. I'm the one who's supposed to pay the bill.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But then there's situations where I'll be like, yo, dude, I want us to go to Les Vigo, but I don't have enough money. How much you got?
Oh, okay. And then yeah. I'll be like, no, I have something.
I've got something. Let's go. We'll see when you're there.
Proper. Yeah. Uh-huh. And no, it's a Southside thing to do.
Right. Like, it's so South.
Shout out.
I missed
this shout out.
I missed conversations, bro. You know, when I was in school, I was just man. I should be there.
Yeah, I saw you putting us on there advertising for us and stuff. Good looking
at actually made me famous, so I'm kind of famous back in my shoes.
Also, shout out to King Dave.
Yeah, shout out to King Dave.
Reezy Cheesy Beats. Yes, we don't have our guys today. It's only the two of us.
Repping.
It's a Southside affair.
Yes,
repping
sir.
The squad. But moving on, how do you feel about the chill outs in Chinoy? Like, what's the... like the club life, the chill out life, like that type of thing, like compared to the Gweru scene. Because we've been seeing a lot of flows in Gweru, yay.
Nah man.
You missed the Midlands burnouts as well. You
see now. You know when I got to Chinoy, right?
Eh?
I learned to appreciate Gweru. Because I swear, I only know two chill outs in Chinoy. There's this place called Jongwe. That's the most popular Jongwe. Bro! After every weekend, every one of two people is like, are you going to Jongwe? And there's this place called Empire.
Okay.
And then there's Niasha Gardens. That's like the Bradley Gardens.
Like outdoor chill
out.
Yeah,
that's like the Bradley Gardens of Chinoy.
Eh?
But something like Les Vigo.
Eh?
Nah.
Really?
We
it's
don't
a small
have,
town,
it's
right?
A small
I haven't
town.
Been. I've only been to Chinoy the Cave.
You know, I feel like
holiday, and then
that
just
place
passed by.
That place developed off the university and the caves.
Okay. Okay.
So there's so much room for putting your own stuff there.
Oh, nice.
Like, that's how it's nice for me, because you get ideas, you know, like...
Like you get ideas from Gweru, from home, you go there.
If I tell Teflon to come and open something like Les Vigo back here, it'll actually work out, because it'll be new to the people there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I was rich enough for that.
Right? No. So time, my guy.
But yeah, because in Gweru, you see, like the chill out scene and everything has been so cool. You know about the Sunday chill outs by Excite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard about that.
Those ones are nice. They're dope. But then there's a flow. I've been talking about it with my guys, and then we're like, some of these DJs are playing the same sets every
each
Sunday.
Every
Sunday, and it's getting boring. They're not putting in that, because we go there, like, people go to the club for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the chill outs for the music and for the networking.
So you're definitely paying attention.
So I'm paying attention, and you know I'm an Afrotech freak. I'm a house.
Yeah.
I'm a music freak. So I really need to feel the music.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Hey, but the power play, Shandy.
Yes,
whatever that means. But yeah, so they're playing the same. Especially, like, no, I can't say especially or whatever. But the thing is. Also, the poster Club Excite, we're supposed to have Sari, and we're supposed to ask him about like Club Excite, how they do their whole thing. Because you see, the thing is, they have this sticker, it's written Keflon official face chips, and you get the official doesn't play. Sometimes he's not even around, but then he's on the poster, and then you see people who are playing, they're not even on the poster.
Ah.
You see, so the order, organization, apana,
when we go to be like, someone goes there, and they want to see the Teflon Don.
That type of effect. So some other people go there, but you don't have Teflon Don, like you're saying, and then...
You get there, there's no Teflon Don.
Exactly. So that's my problem, even up to now. I was even checking out last week. I checked out the poster, and then I was like, no, this time, I don't know enough food could it be. But then, unfortunately, they didn't put out their speakers because it was about to rain. So,
you've got some explaining to do.
So, we just went inside, watched soccer, and then they were playing. DJ Ronaldo played. Shout out.
What time do they start? It's every Sunday.
3 p.m. exactly.
That's up to 9 p.m. I think I'm 9
p.m. the Popo is coming in. But then, some of these times would go up to 9 p.m. and then it would extend till the next morning.
Wow, but imagine, people will be having fun.
Exactly,
yeah?
People be having fun, like for real, for real. Like people just get there, they park their cars outside, and then
On that note, HKD Boss came on Sunday.
Exactly, I was about to say that. He came on Sunday, and then it was kind of a disturbance, but at the same time, I'm an HKD Boss
bro,
fan.
Bro, I'm actually bummed that I missed that, man.
It was full. It was packed like this, the road. You couldn't go nowhere. But people were not going inside because they're like, how can you make us pay $5-$10 on a Sunday when we're used to coming here for free?
Yeah.
So some people were saying, no, this show would have been done on a Saturday and then Sunday to have my children and whatever. But at the same time, he came around 6:30 to perform.
Really?
He was supposed to start at 12. The poster said 12. Came
then
around 12.
Half six.
Popo came at 7, my guy. shut down the whole thing. Everyone was going, brah. I didn't get inside though, I was outside. I was too broke to go inside.
But HKD Boss came and shut things down in Chinoy. By Jongwe
Corner. Really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I didn't go, but I heard it was filled like that.
No, obviously, he's a good musician, like he's that good. So. He has to show up, but then the fact you're good at the poster said 12 to 9 or something like that. So he just came for the mic check, I think, because I got there around 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. He was not yet there. They said he just came and then he did the mic check and then he went. But then he's coming back and then he came around 6:30.
He should come back. I'm home now.
Perform 2 seconds and then damn.
People must.
That was sad, right? Imagine this lockdown thing that they put down the time from 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. The police are strict now.
They are now really strict.
With the lockdown, yeah. I remember even on Sunday, they came in the bar and we're still watching soccer. I think it was 8:30.
Live?
Exactly. And then they came. I don't know what they talked with the with the club owner.
I think it's because it's now towards... it's now festive. Yeah? You see what happened last year? Last year, they put that curfew item, but no one really followed it, yeah? And people would turn up to like 3 a.m. That's when they would come and kick people out.
By Pablo's. Then people were jumping.
It was tense.
Camping. It was all cool.
You guys left me. I was home sleeping.
No, tomorrow never dies. But yeah, HKD performed. I didn't get to witness the performance and everything, but I know he was lit.
Shout out
HKD Boss. But then again, Bulls now is a cutback. They started the cutback Saturday, I think it was last week, and then this time they did a cutback Sunday.
I was going with mom to town, yeah. I saw cars in the stage.
Oh, I also saw you in town.
Yes, that day.
I saw the stage and everything, but then I had to go to Excite because Excite is my joint.
Of course.
All my guys are there and everything, but then someone was saying, like, why are they copying? Or why are they doing the Sunday thing?
Because Excite started it.
They're doing the same thing, but they're doing the old school Sundays. Excite will be like, what do you call this? Amapiano and Afrobeats. So personally, I think like it's a good thing to copy each other.
Okay.
That's how competition comes.
You talked about this back in season one.
Yeah.
Like getting into that's just how it is. It's good for competition. Those guys are both going to be upping their game because they want me to go through. Boss, they want me to go to Excite.
Exactly.
So there has to be that sum of variation you get.
Yeah, and that thing, it's powered by Mahogany Sound.
The bowls event.
Light and sound, exactly. So they're good at these events. So far this year they've done the most. Like this small space of time since lockdown was eased and everything, they've done the most.
I feel like I have a spell on me ever since I left for school. Things started popping
like
this week there's burnouts, there's whoever, there's Jalpreza after you left. I'm like,
I think XQ and Amara were supposed to come. What happened? Do you know anything, Amara?
No.
Milani, they're supposed to come by Milan. I don't know, I never got the news or anything. Nothing. But yeah, that's it. And they're also making people pay.
Oh.
By bowling. That's the thing now. I can't pay $3 and I don't even have a car. Like, I can't pay. Personally, I can't pay $3 to get into a Sunday chill out.
And besides, you're used to Bose being a place where you can just...
You can just go and park outside, exactly. And now, Excite, you don't pay, but you can buy booze and drinks and everything, meet there and stuff. Which is actually a cool thing that they don't make you pay.
Yeah.
I actually comment.
Because we're just chilling, like, yeah?
Exactly, we're just chilling. This thing of clubs...
Buying booze and meat that we're doing is actually paying.
Maybe if they said if you pay, you redeem that money inside or whatever, I would reconsider doing that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just something else. Right. It's just something else. But anyway, enough about the club life and chill out and everything. Yes. Let's get to the shit.
Today's news.
Last week but one, we talked about Winky D.
What were you saying about the car?
No, I was saying last year his project, to me, I didn't feel it. Like the reggae musambo, I think there was two or three songs. Like, I just didn't feel it. I felt like it's substandard compared to what he used to give me.
Right.
You see? And now, this song comes out and people are arguing. In Twitter, everywhere.
Which one is this? Happy Again?
Exactly. Like, it's not money, no. Like, but, you know, it's actually a dope song. It's nice. It's a nice song.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't compete with Andy Perry Power for number one. I'm going to stand by that.
Andy
Perry Power is the song of the year.
You cannot argue with Andy Perry Power not being the song of the year.
Right.
That song is played. Even if today you're saying, hey, Akuboa, it's no longer interesting, but you've listened for a long time.
I used to love that song before I even listened to it.
You see?
I think I listened to it like a month back. Is it a month or 2 weeks? When I downloaded the album, because everywhere I went, it was playing. And Perry Power and Perry.
And
then
corner,
I'm like,
get into a corner.
I don't know
Perry
that.
Power, get into the club and Perry Power.
Everywhere. I haven't listened to his songs before, except Kokai. You mean Pop 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, ha, let me try this Natty Old Guy, because Andy Perry Power, I've heard it everywhere. I download the song.
So tell me, which side are you on? How is Happy Again for you?
Happy Again is nice. It's meh.
But is it Christmas, though?
It's a nice...
Like,
no.
Everyone expected.
Come on.
I swear everyone who was waiting was like, we are waiting for Winky
Christmas
to drop
song,
a Christmas
because we're
jam.
Used to Winky.
Exactly.
Traditionally, he drops us Christmas gems.
Exactly.
Like,
thank you.
You know, I was waiting for a banger. That's what I was waiting for. This is like a Vampire Diaries theme song.
Exactly.
Like, type of thing. I can't dance to it like on Christmas.
We
it's a song
again.
I should be listening to. Nagachila.
No, yeah.
If I did, I love you.
Being serious about
you
your love life.
Love
and
me too.
What do you say?
Yeah. I really need to be serious about my love life. I think I'm going to start dating. And play Happy Again.
I'm rallying against you. I'm rallying against you. Teflon, do it for marriage 2023. Yeah.
Nah, I'm still too young. Nah. We're talking about it at the gym in the morning as well.
Is it?
Yeah, like the marriage thing. People were like 30 is too old, blah blah. But I don't think we should be putting age on these things.
Exactly.
Nah.
And I feel like whenever I'm ready.
Right.
I don't even know. Is it 27? Is it 30? Is it 30? Whenever I'm ready, and whenever things are in line, it's fine.
It's
unless
not even
it
a conversation you guys love talking about.
Exactly. I'm scared, man.
But anyway, yeah, I've been saying Andy Perry Power is my gem this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might have your own opinion on whatever, but then I don't think Happy Again can compete with Andy Perry Power.
I feel like people. I just scared to say that a youngin like Natty O can really replace or be compared to the industry.
Exactly.
But
you see,
it's true that Zandi Peterboy is an undeniable hit. Bro.
It is, bruh. Like the relevance and everything, we know Kuti is a GOAT, is a legend, but then these kids also compete.
Exactly. They're really bringing in work, man.
Exactly. It's the same as that Jay-Z and Future thing.
You see now.
You see, like like Future is actually saying I'm bigger, but then I understand where he's coming from when he says I'm bigger, because the influence that he's giving to the youngins right now and relevance, the way he's releasing and all that stuff, he might be bigger in that aspect. Yeah. We know Jay-Z is big and everything, is the GOAT is released.
But big in the industry today, Future release is an item.
Even on radio, Future is popping right now more than Jay-Z.
Which year was
Jay-Z last dropped what? 444. And then after that, I think I listened to this song. His song with, was it Nipsey Hussle?
Yes, I know that song. And there's another one with Pharrell too.
Okay.
But he's just been releasing singles.
Singles, stuff like that. So when it comes to relevance, like in these lines, Future is kind of big.
I actually found out something that's very funny. I don't know which year it was. But Future was the most played artist in strip clubs in the state.
Bruh. Future just came with the sound and everyone copies him right now.
Designer wanted to be Future. Designer wanted to be Future.
A lot of people wanted to be Future and Lil Wayne. Like especially these young kids.
Yeah, look at how many Lils they are after Lil Wayne.
Exactly. It's a lot of them. Like Lil with the locks and everything.
Exactly. Future's move was controversial. It's so controversial, but I think from where he was right.
Right.
Yeah, he was right because he's working with everyone and he's doing things, man. Did you see his performance at Rolling Loud where he brought out Kanye?
No, I didn't see the performance. I hear that's where he said this whole thing.
He felt himself after that. It was really nice, man. Plus, you know, when people are singing along to your songs, everyone is like,
Exactly.
You know how many people will be at Rolling Loud? It's a full crowd, bro. And everyone was turning up and I was like, Future, free bands.
Yeah. But yo, moving on. So it's safe to say, like, Natty O is popping.
Yeah.
Like, relevance and everything is popping. We love the GOAT, obviously. But
We love him so much.
Right.
But facts are facts, bro.
And Perry Power is like the song of the year.
if Winky had released a song that popped more than Andy Perry Power, he was actually going to use the statement Andy Perry Power.
Right.
Look at how strong that is.
Yeah.
So props to Natty, man.
Yeah, props. Shout out Natty O. Yeah. Shout out Winky D. Yeah, shout out Future. Shout out
Jay-Z.
Like, no hate, no love lost or anything, but then whoever is popping is popping at that time. You see now. But moving on, let's see, what do we have here? Before we go on, I didn't ask you, why would you go to the club? Someone today was like, you go to the club, over a ketchup baby, or whatever. And I'm like, but guys, I go to the club and I come back with no girlfriend or no number, no girlfriend or whatever. But it's different things. And people are like, sakorgen down it. I'm like, I don't even drink when I'm there. Like people are like sakorgen down it. I'm like, I'm going to enjoy the music, and at the same time I need to meet new people.
Why would I go to the club?
Why would you go to the club?
Personally, I like groove, bro.
Yeah.
You know, the club is just a place where you can drink and dance. You know what you're saying? You pay attention to the playlist and stuff like that. You know, being around people who know the same song, singing, I can't do that at home.
Exactly.
Yes, we cannot be listening to Amapiano alone. Yes, I'll be bumping, but at the club, man,
like there's the just energy.
Yeah, there's
the
that
energy.
Exactly.
In the air. Exactly.
There's just that energy you find there. You can't find anywhere else. Yeah.
Oh,
so
what?
After the club, I know you organize events, bro.
Yeah.
After the club, I prefer you guys, me and the boys, and actually the team and everyone, go somewhere camping or even my house. As long as it's just us, a crowd, vibing.
Chilling, vibing together, exactly.
I'm set.
That's what I'm always looking for.
Yeah.
That's why I actually prefer the Sunday outside chill out.
You see. Yeah.
More than actually going into the club. I can count the times I've been in the club.
Right.
Yeah. I can count them and fungo tano sadza more go to.
Ah, it's like just vibes, don't call my guy. You just see? Vibes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I wanted to hear you out quickly. Mm-hmm. Why you? Some other people go to get drunk, some go to get chicks and everything. It's different things, but people have to understand, Kuti, we go for different things.
Exactly.
Exactly. So,
that's once why when I go, I have noticed, good. I can't pull all nights, bro.
Right. See, me like my guys are always like, dude, let's wait till 5 a.m. I'm like, guys, I need to go home and sleep. 2 a.m.
Exactly.
2 a.m.
For it to get, for the sun to rise again before I get home, I can't. Mm-mm. I have to be by my bed sleeping. Mm-mm. Exactly.
But when we go camping, we usually do it. Like, I remember this other camping, we went to Cactus in Kwekwe. Dude, we were by the fire until the sun came out. I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that ever in my life. Like, it was so cool. Like, you see the stars, you count the stars and everything, you're by the fire, and then the sun comes out and you're just talking, vibing.
Ah, next time I'm going. You are not leaving me. Actually, I'm organizing the next one.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Right. We should do something.
Definitely.
Since they have, like, this COVID restrictions on New Year and whatever. It might be a cool thing. We'll see. We'll see. So, moving on now, did you watch the Amapiano Awards?
No, but I heard some of my favorite guys didn't win.
Bruh, Scorpion Kings, Cubs and Maporis.
Ah, they sold.
They gave Amaroto, I think.
Ah, they sold the them out. Duo.
Come on.
How can you not give Scorpion Kings?
But, I don't know. But then, like, also, the whole setup and the whole thing was... What can I say? I feel like they were not ready. But at the same time, it's a good thing that we had Amapiano Awards. We needed that.
Yeah, because there's been... You know, I've noticed how Amapiano is so wide. It actually has different sounds to it. You can check out the people make music. People like Musa Keys. And if you compare the music to music Amaroto make, it's actually different.
Way different.
Yeah, so we needed that award setting, you know, where it's... But now, somehow they disappointed me, man.
I'm sure as years go by, they'll improve on all these things and whatever.
This is especially the first ever, right?
First ever, exactly. Like I was saying, like the energy of the people. You see with awards, you need to feel the energy of the people who are enjoying and everything. But then we couldn't hear it. All we had was people were speaking on the mic.
Oh, because of COVID-19,
Really. But then... I don't know, is it the sound engineering or what, but have you ever noticed, Kuti, other awards, when I crack a joke, we can hear people laugh.
Yes.
And the energy is reciprocated and everything. When someone would crack a joke, you wouldn't hear people laughing, but people are laughing. So there wasn't sound that's coming from, like, the crowd, and you couldn't feel the energy in the room.
So
that type of thing.
I think it's like Amapiano came up, now Amapiano Awards are coming up.
Are coming up, exactly. And Setrio, shout out Setrio, you won an award. I think it had something to do with the best vocalist or something.
He deserved that,
like Setrio, yo. But then John Wick did, my song, bruh. He didn't win the Song of the Year.
Song of the Year or Song of the Year?
Umsebenzi Wethu.
Yeah, rest
in peace, but yo, John Wick,
John Wick is a song.
It's a banger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It is. And Kuza Gogo also didn't win. It was also contesting. But yeah, I understand why they gave him 7's weight.
Right.
Because that song was also a banger.
Ah, they get,
like for the longest
they
time.
Get,
like, they
get, ah, yeah. It was but, actually a tight competition, I see. Because even if I was the one who was going to be asked, I was going to bias.
Right?
Yeah. All the songs are hot, but I was just going to pick mine. Just like how you're going to pick
John Wick. Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing, you see. So, yeah, those are the Amapiano Awards. And moving on, what else did I have here? Oh, this thing about... What do you feel about living together? Because there's this thing. Let me check if I still have the... What do you call this? I should have, like, the... The screenshot.
Okay.
Where is it? Okay, here. This is what this girl says. I just saw it on Twitter. She was asking Tete Fadzi. She's like, "Hey Tete, I've been dating this guy for 5 years and we've been staying together for 4 years. Problem is, I'm the one who's been paying rent and supporting us. He's always about being an entrepreneur and wanting to start a business, but apana Mariano ya Nayomba. He got a job for 3 months, but he didn't go renew his contract. After 3 months, anzi boss wacho anonetsa. So he just sits home and drinks. Well, at least I work every day. Apa, he sent grocery and clothes to his mother and son every month. We are not married yet. He always talks about kuunga nidza mari for 4 years. Now I don't know what to do. I'm thinking of leaving him. And Tete Fadzi, before she gave us the platform to comment and everything, she was like, let me be honest with this with you. This guy doesn't love and value you. Muna arguna kidzwa ake pamuchika andigere. He's never going to marry you. Why buy the cow when you can have the milk for free? You are the only one who has the power to set yourself free from this. From this man. How do you feel about this situation? Because she's telling him, this guy will never marry you and everything. But is it safe to assume that? Because this guy is on a struggle, just like everyone else. But then this guy is just that they're living together. And the girl is providing. Obviously, from the environment we come from, males are supposed to provide for like their women, their families, or something like that. And now it's the opposite.
The lady is the one
who's providing for the guy, and they're living together and whatever. So yeah, people in the comments were talking about marriage, mombi, whatever. So I was thinking to myself, personally, I was thinking, like, does he really want to get married, or he just wants to be with you? Because people don't just get married.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. And then now you are forcing him to get married. Imujita living together. Maybe he's still planning.
You're already saying this guy is broke. He's not working. He doesn't have his foot set somewhere.
Exactly.
So there's no way in his mind he's planning on.
He's planning on getting married. Maybe he's planning on fixing other things first before he gets married.
Yeah.
So, what's your take on this one? Is it mandatory for him to marry her? And for her to like keep on providing for him and his son and his mother, stuff like that.
Okay, first of all, I think these guys, they got along on this at one point.
Mm-hmm. Right? They did.
They
obviously.
Really did.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about, no, I'm not yet in a position to be taking care of you. And the lady probably said, no, I'm working. We cannot be separated because of such and such.
Yeah.
Let's be together, work on yourself, I'll take care of you till then, right? But then I feel like the lady, man, she feels like the guy is not trying hard enough for something.
Maybe, yeah.
He's not relaxed.
Okay.
I know I'm being taken care of. It's fine, I can chill. Like what she was saying, which he's now just drinking and sitting at home, right? But then she was in support of the guy and she is supposed to talk to him.
And tell him how she feels.
Exactly. And how to move, how he's planning on moving forward in the next 6 to 10 years. Right?
I'm pretty sure they might have talked about that.
Right?
Because obviously for her to come per Twitter and ask questions like this, you don't just go on social media and then you go and you say,
I'm
pretty sure you would have given yourself like time to think about this and then you come up with a conclusion. And then you're like, okay, let me just ask.
I definitely feel like the guy is relaxed now.
No, but then it's 2021, dude.
Mm-hmm.
There's no gender roles in 2021.
Exactly.
Whoever is able to sustain that relationship, I know,
and
it sounds like an acrimony type of thing, like this guy who got a battery or whatever, but... But then, yes, the guy is the one who's supposed to earn more or whatever.
Exactly.
And he's supposed to marry. Because Magara may say for 5 years. Some people actually live together for even up to 10 years and stuff. It's just not in our culture that they do that. But then we're used to the fact that a person must marry. People are not supposed to live together. Like, people live together even in my college. You know, college, people live together.
You know what? I actually thought of this.
Yeah.
This is what I believe. Whoever is capacitated to do something in a relationship should do it. It shouldn't be based on good. We are both getting money, or I'm the one who's getting money. If you can do something, do it. if you are the one who can pay bills at that time,
just do it.
While you're in a relationship, do it. By the time I'll be able to pay bills in that relationship, I'm going to do the same.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be set
only
around, because I feel like that's how things go wrong sometimes. We are saying, Guti, I am the father of the house. I am the one who should be paying bills. There's a time I'm not going to be able to pay bills. Right? But you have the money.
What are you going to do with that?
Are we not going to pay bills because I can't?
Because
I don't have the money.
The money,
you have it, but I know.
You're going to buy weave.
It's my duty. It's my duty. Your money is for weave. No, it can't work like that. Yeah.
Even the thing of marriage, some other chicks be chilling, hey, we no longer treat women as objects, blah, 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 and then they come back and cry foul about marriage and whatever.
You see,
so,
now.
I feel like it's double standards because some of
exactly.
these chicks are the ones who are busy claiming feminist and whatever.
Yeah,
I actually support the feminism movement myself, but then it depends. I don't go with the radical ones.
I feel like some of the girls really want to twist it to their advantage, you get?
They do, exactly.
Feminism is really advocating for the equality of the men and the female, right? But then they want to twist it to the slavery of the guy, which I know.
And they want to, sure, another one, thank you. Thank you. Just a second.
Okay.
I was about to go and get you your drink, okay?
Thanks, man.
But then, yeah, you were saying.
But there's a point, I feel like, they want to take feminism off the table when it's beneficial to them. Let's look at this. I heard about, you know, when you want to study law, right? I don't know how far true this is, but I've heard
it
that. I've heard that when a girl is 14 points, they can go into law, but a guy has to have 15 points.
To go, exactly.
Right. This is a part of feminism that can be of advantage to the girl, right? But this is no longer equality. Do you see that?
It's not equal, and they're saying
they're not taking advantage.
They're saying they're covering
me.
Up for the time when you males used to be lawyers and whatever.
I wasn't in that time. I wasn't there.
There's, and now you can be a lawyer with your 13 points.
Exactly. Now let's look at it this way. Back in the working section, right? There's a job. We're supposed to be plumbers. There's an equal opportunity for us to be plumbers.
For both of you, exactly.
I go and get the job. Hey, girl, why didn't you go for the plumbing interview? I'm a girl. Hey, it doesn't suit me. I'm not supposed to be doing this because I'm a...
Come on, but you said we're all equal.
We are equal. Let's move in that line. We are equal. But
then it's the things that people are supposed to understand. Because women, yes, they are strong and whatever, but then physically...
Exactly.
Usually males have got the power. That's why you see it's easy for us to...
Enjoy your drink.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You can take on, like, what do you call this? Like, jobs, which are heavy and everything. You can do that, but then it's not all women who can do that. Because
exactly.
They are not,
yeah.
Like, what should I use? Is it muscular or whatever?
Yeah.
Because physically, men are strong.
Exactly.
But then when it comes to these opportunities and everything, if you say we are the same, we should be treated the same all
exactly.
the way. Because it seems which courage. This has nothing to do with physically fit or anything. If you want to be a lawyer, you have to be a lawyer. There's an addition points.
Exactly.
You
should both be taken in.
Exactly.
But
we're trying. We're progressing. I'm pretty sure we'll get to the day when everything will be cool. Because if we don't, I'm pretty sure there's going to be...
You know what? My wish, going back to splitting the bill item, I wish we could bring up feminism there. I don't know.
No, but some chicks actually do that.
Right?
They actually prefer paying for the bill and everything.
Some don't.
It's actually cool for them to do that.
Some don't even do that. Some will be like, no, you are supposed to pay the bill. You didn't pay the bill for me.
But if you are angry, just pay the bill. But I hope we don't get to a point where women are going to be at the top of the society, which by travel room, like it used to be. Way back in the days when males used to be there and women used to be there. Because of the way they're pushing things, in the coming maybe 50 to 100 years, we might get to a point where women are now there.
Right.
And it's now the opposite of what used to be there.
I wouldn't
back
want
in the
that.
Days. Yeah, no one
But I have no problem with the
being equal,
yeah.
Right?
Like, not even.
That's just supposed to
yes.
be the equality is what we advocate for.
Yeah.
Conversations advocates for equality. Shout out to all the feminism.
And shout out to Conversation.
Exactly. Like
yeah.
Anyway, moving on, let's see. Also, there's an issue in my role models. Let's see. Item, who tweeted the role models thing? Let me check. Oh, this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but I'm pretty sure you know him.
Okay.
I was like, where is that? Ah, okay. He was like, she religiously follows the lives of my titi, Madam Boss, Tatalicious, Olinda, and Nyengeo girl. She's a social media junkie. He idolizes Java Towers Mudiwa. He's an attention-seeking simp. Sadly, these are the role models for our youth, and we wonder why we have an unfocused generation.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, being unfocused as a generation, does it go with the role models? Or what do you think?
No, I think he took it too deeply.
Right.
You know? Not even. Being unfocused,
yeah.
I think it comes from a place before you even know these
role
people
models.
Like the Mighty T's, the DJ Towers, and the likes. Like,
yeah.
Because these are people we knew when? Last year, bro.
Exactly.
So we are saying that, okay, let me speak for myself saying this.
Yeah.
I started following DJ Towers like last year, right?
Okay.
But before that, so many years before that, I had a picture of who I wanted to be, and I had people I looked up to saying these are my role models, and they are nothing in line with what these guys are doing, right?
Exactly.
So we can't say me not being focused on me or me being focused are based on the stars I am seeing today.
You're seeing today.
Yes.
Because sometimes those people, I feel like they push you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a musician when I grow up.
Exactly.
I don't want, but then I grew up seeing Puff Daddy and Eminem's and the Kanye West, and I see the way they maneuver and the way they do their things, that okay, if
exactly.
I do the way these things, if I do my things the way these guys do this, at the end of the day, I'm going to make it.
Exactly.
In whatever field I am.
Yeah.
Because the moment you start shaming like these people, like you say, the Mighty T's and Ndinyenge Ogil, these people are now famous because of what they did.
No shout out to that guy. And I'm actually a big fan of those guys. DJ Towers, shout out to my nigga.
There's nothing as bad publicity. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it yesterday with my guys, and we're like, there's nothing like bad publicity. You see, the moment they did whatever they did, it got them to where they are,
exactly.
And they're getting paid because of that. Why are you not doing whatever you do to get
paid? Look at Madam Boss today.
Bruh.
Didn't she win that E award?
She did the Socialite Award.
You see?
They're doing the most, these people.
Yeah.
Even the DJ Towers, the Mudiwa.
You know, the fact, I feel like what you said about there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
The fact that their content managed to reach you,
exactly.
And you were able to say, no, this is not focused, but you actually looked at it and got time to compare with, no, this is not me. I feel like that's enough influence.
That's influence.
Mm-hmm.
You have to reach people, and
they're actually working hard enough to reach you wherever you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I even remember someone was like to me, why do you write these things on your status, like those song lyrics and whatever, you just write them like for motivation purposes and whatever. Someone is like, hey, why are you writing these things, it's so childish. I'm like, listen, Jay-Z sang these things, and he was like 50 years old when he was singing this. And now you're saying, how is it childish?
No.
When I'm taking his words and trying to use them to do whatever I do.
Exactly.
There's nothing childish about that.
People don't get that. Some of these things, they really motivate you in some part.
Exactly, in a different way.
Like what you said, you don't have a dream of being a rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you see that people like Jay-Z moved that way. They have steps they took, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they managed to succeed, right? So
to get
those
to where they wanted
are the
to.
Steps you want to take to apply them into your field.
Exactly.
Right? Even let's say we're talking about even podcasting, right? you're going to take motivation from different types of people. You're going to take motivation from entrepreneurs. You're going to take motivation from actors. You're going to take advice from them because they managed to get to the top of whatever they were doing.
Exactly.
So it doesn't take us getting advice from someone who's a podcaster. No, it's a wide,
it's a wide range of people who influence you and become your idols.
I feel like people should really get to understand that.
Right. Mm. People should educate themselves mostly and not speak out of hate.
Exactly.
And cloud.
Exactly.
That's how I feel. Because sometimes it's just hate and cloud and it's not all
that. Like that tweet from Uncle whatever. What did he say? He said, it was sent in the group from Jim.
Okay.
He said, what did he say? Maturity is when Christmas doesn't excite you.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
And someone was like, no.
It's not that.
It's poverty, my guy.
Try to understand these things before you just say. And it doesn't mean that it's immaturity for us to be excited about Christmas.
Exactly.
It's just how we are moving. Educate yourself and don't move according to hate and clout.
People enjoy different things.
Exactly.
Let people enjoy things.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Before we finish, we have to get into the trending topics. Yeah. What do we have? You heard about the inbox from Chicken Inn? They say you can send money exactly.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I don't really have.
I think I'll get more information on that. Yeah, but I hear that you can send your money without charges and everything.
But it only works within Zim.
Yeah, it's in school, Chicken Inn to Chicken Inn, or someone in Harare can.
Someone in Harare sends me money, I can go and collect it by
Chicken Inn.
Sounds convenient.
Very, very convenient. And then there's the e-passports thing. I got to see this picture whereby they showed the thing, my e-passport, because it's like, I don't know what kind of paper they use. And so I think it's more like the, if you've seen the South African passport, it's got this page in it on the ID, so could be so I'm pretty sure, I think that's what they're trying to do.
But is it true that all of these passports we have now,
2023, they won't be valid anymore.
Even if it's supposed to expire in 2025.
Exactly.
God damn.
So imagine you took your passport last year. You have to go and
reapply.
What
are you saying? Imagine. I took my passport last year.
Bruh, is it out?
Yeah.
Shit.
I haven't even used it. And I don't think I'm going to use it anytime soon. And people are talking about it's expiring in 2023.
I have to
make a plan.
Mine is expiring like November 2024. So I took it in 2014. I've had a long run. Now I have to start applying for a new one. It's cool for me. It's just going to affect just it.
Right.
Yeah.
But on the benefits though, I heard that because of this e-passport thing they're introducing, it's not going to take as long as it did to get a passport now.
Oh really? But then still it's the pages and everything that are there. We'll just see.
Right.
Yeah, we'll just see. We don't know how this is going to pan out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And what else here? Trevor Noah was trending. They were like, he's the puppet. He's been dissing Africa and saying the Chinese, Waruti Batira and everything, that type of thing. Did you follow that story or what?
I do not follow it. Really,
I just saw it on the trending topic, so I couldn't get the gist of the item. Of the issue, so I was just saying, he say this, he say that, he say, but he's a comedian. So I'm like,
are people
whatever.
Beating him down for that?
It's two-sided. Some other people are beating him down. Some other people are saying you're not mature enough to understand these jokes. Yeah. So, I think I really have to follow him like that to get what you'll be talking about.
It's quite a story.
Right.
What he said.
It is.
People in controversy now.
It's too controversial.
Mm, yeah.
Because at the same time, people are now saying he's a puppet to states because he's also dissing like the Russians, the Chinese and everything. And now he's dissing like Africa, but you came from this side.
Exactly.
You see that
that's
type of thing.
That's
saying, and people are saying, why is he saying Africa is poor? When those people are actually coming to take things here in Africa and going to use them there, they're mining and everything. And then he goes on stage on the Daily Show, wherever he was, to say Africa is poor.
Hey, Trevor, we let you. Why are you doing this to us?
No, that was not cool. Mm. Allegedly, I'll have to find out exactly what it was. Because I saw this last night, and then I was like, oh, okay, but I just thought maybe you'd know about it. But yeah, Travis Scott. I hear they're still not letting him play. Hey, shout out Travis Scott. I hope they get through this.
Did you see his last interview?
No, with Charlamagne.
No, it wasn't with Charlamagne. It was the guy from Rock Nation. I forgot his name.
As this one with Charlamagne, I haven't watched it yet, but then...
The guy looked sad, man.
Did he?
Trying to apologize.
Yeah, and everything.
Stuff. Like, I feel like he's in a bad space, but we don't know.
Yeah, he even said he wants to perform at Coachella. Oh. They refused. He said I'll perform for free, but then they refused.
It is
that bad, my guy. Very bad. Very bad. For those who are wondering, I'm going to check my camera because we don't have a cameraman today. Kuda Select on us.
No shout out for you, Kuda. No shout out for you.
In light out, no shout out for you today. Nah. But yeah, that's Travis Scott and Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion.
What happened between the Aguano?
They go to the court. Megan was saying, is it Megan or it was a lawyer or whoever, I don't know. They said Tory Lanez was like dance bitch before he shot her. Like dance bitch, papa. It's not funny.
Yeah.
They said it in court.
They really say that.
Imagine, bruh. And then after a few days, I saw this other thing whereby they said, where's the evidence of the, what is it, the bullet fragments or whatever, Ghanaian Tory Lanez, they weren't there. And now this solidifies the issue that she stepped on broken glass. It wasn't a bullet.
So they really lied.
So now we don't even get it because I've been feeling for my boy Tory Lanez. Obviously, whatever he did, if he was wrong, yes. But then the way they were dragging him on social media and everything, come now and tell us that there were no bullet fragments, they can't be found. So what's going on? And they say Megan's friend actually liked Tory Lanez. And then Megan also liked Tory. So she was now cowarding the friend. And then the friend got mad and then they started fighting. It's a whole long story.
But I even if the truth comes out, right, I hate how they put dirt on Tory, right?
They did.
To be like, no, there's no real evidence that says he did it.
I feel like
that ranting on social media, bro.
Yeah, I feel like the law actually supports women more than it does.
It does.
Because I've been asking a lot of people and some chicks actually don't agree with that. They say the law defends men, but then, dude, a man can go and say this woman raped me, and a woman can go and say this man raped me. See whose story.
Two different stories. I can go and say a lady slapped me, and a lady can go and say this guy slapped me.
No nonsense.
Those are two different stories in their own.
So, like, I feel like the law actually protects women more than it does males.
Yeah, I feel that way too. That's really the thing. Does.
Exactly. So, yeah, it is what it is. Let's see. Kanye West, 10 of his albums got 1 billion streams each. That's a Spotify record.
Bro.
Shout out to the GOAT.
Shout out to
Kanye.
The GOAT. They say numbers don't lie.
And also there's Formula One. When did Zimbabweans start watching Formula One? Shut up, baby. Hey, Hamilton, mom's in it.
Guy. You know,
like everyone's status, it's Lewis Hamilton.
I don't follow Formula One because, first of all, I really don't get it. I actually tried it once.
Because we had PlayStation games with Formula One and stuff.
So Steve watches Formula One. Okay. And he actually gets it.
Shout out to Steve.
Yeah. So this night, I think that was the night of the race. Yeah. Next morning, I see status is, hey, Verstappen, what? Hey, they cheated on whoever. Hey, what? Then I hit Steve up. Yo, dude, what happened?
What's going on?
Steve explains. Steve's actually a hurt because he's a Hamilton fan.
Oh, okay.
They cheated on my boy. Hey, they changed the rules and this and this and that. But my shock is, how everyone got interested in
everyone,
Formula
these baddies, these slay queens, everyone. I'm like, yo. Because I know my contacts who follow Formula One. Mm-hmm. Every time they're always posting.
I know one contact, Steve.
May I know for sure my guy, Makumborero. Mm-hmm. I know Mchogozisi. Shout out Marco. Shout out Makombo. Yes. Wait. What's the name of the company Makombo is? We really need to shout out, like, oh my gosh. But anyway, shout out Makombo. Oh, shout out Nationary. So I know he's going to kill me. He's like, dude, you don't show me out. Well, there you go.
Shout out
my guy, my brother from way back. And Mtokozi is my guy, he also follows Formula One. So those are the people I knew, I always seen my status. And now, when I tell you, official fresh chips, Formula One and everything.
That's just an example. I never posted anything about Formula One.
But he was knighted, right? I saw this picture of, I'm not so sure, I'm going to find out, please. I'm going to find out and see if it's Sir Lewis Hamilton for sure. But anyway, that's all I had for today.
Sorry, Lewis.
Shout out to Lewis Hamilton. Yeah, it's the most shouted out podcast in the world.
Yes, sir.
In the country.
In the country.
Probably in the world as well. But shout out to everyone. The most liked out podcast, the most whatever. Straight out of the South Side.
Yes, sir.
Praise publicly, criticize privately.
I don't believe in change because character isn't constant.
Bro,
knowledge is power.
I am happy with who I am.
God is never late.
Criticize privately.
Don't judge. Just look the other way.
I don't want people to decide what winning means for me.
I'm kind of good one with that. Then
knowledge
is power.
Wait for God to bless you.